Yeah, really valuable. I mean, you want to take advantage of your time off and make sure you're resting the body. So I think it's been good for us to get a good rest, and I think we've done a pretty good job.
The Portland Winterhawks, a little bit more like what we've seen previously, speed, tempo.
Yeah, they're a really offensive team. They're fast, so we got to stay on our toes.
We know that they have been in contention. We know that things have been a bit tight for games like this, but what have you taken away from what you've seen for these Tri-City games?
Yeah, they're tough games. They have some big, strong D-men, so we just got a forecheck hard and make sure everybody's working the right way. So, yeah, it's exciting, though, coming off a loss, so I want to bounce back here.
How extra fun, what kind of an extra push is there for you guys as far as knowing what's at hand here in the building?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a big event for us, so you try and want to put it out of your mind as much as you can, but I mean, obviously it's going to be in the back of your head who's going to get that first one for the Let the Bears Fly. So, yeah, it's really exciting. Everybody's pretty excited for it.
Besides you, who are you counting on maybe as far as the favorites to land that first goal?
I don't know. Dewar scored last year. I don't know. Bakov, he has had a couple goals this year. Maybe Matt Fontaine as well.